The third and final section of the unique Amidah of Musaf Rosh Hashanah is Shofros. Psukim that are all about the blowing of shofar, the sound of the shofar, and what it does for us, how it moves us. The shofar was an instrument of coronation, as it was in the case of Shaul, as we read in the case of Shlomo HaMelech. And the Gemara says that on Rosh Hashanah, we are using the shofar as an instrument of coronation of the Melech, Malchei Hamlochim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As such, the shofar is not just announcing and heralding the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's also calling us to action, calling us to commit to the Melech. Furthermore, there's a fascinating Maharsha. Maharsha points out that the blowing of the shofar was, of course, an announcement of freedom. In the case of Yovel, literally the freedom of people who otherwise had been servants for so many years. So the shofar is an announcement of freedom. Freedom from our own shackles. Everything that holds us back from the greatness of our own potential, vast humanity. The Yetzer Hara. The sense of the guilt we could have, should have, for what we have done because of that Yetzer Hara. All of that keeps us back. But as we return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we break those chains and those shackles, and we are free. So the shofar announces that freedom that we gain beginning Rosh Hashanah through Aseres Yemei Tshuva and Yom Kippur. The Gemara also tells us, of course, that the shofar is the means of conjuring up zichronos. Zichronos meaning memories. Memories, however, not only that are our memories, but the memories as we are thought of, as we are regarded by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that therefore those zichronos are not just about the past. They're about what we call the past. They are very much about what we are and who we are in the present and what will be the great future for us, for the Jewish people. And the shofar is all about who and what we are. The shofar tells the story of Am Yisrael and describes also the desires, the sense of anticipation of Am Yisrael for our great future, for the great role that we will play in the future. The shofar is about the past, of course, because it was the ayil brought in the place of, instead of Yitzchak, at Haram Moriah, at the Akedah, that had a keren, a horn, two horns. The keren small is the keren that was blown at Sinai. The shofar of Har Sinai is understood to be conjuring up and sounding with the force of that which was the devotion of Yitzchak at the Akedah. The shofar of Har Sinai was that Keren Small, the left side horn of the Isle of Yitzchak. We are reading the Psukim of Kabbalah HaTorah, and the shofar sounded at that time, and that shofar was a call to action and a sound that caused us to understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one who not only deserves our devotion because he took us from Mitzrayim, but that HaKadosh Baruch Hu communicates with us, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to hear him. And the sound of the shofar there at Har Sinai was the sound of the great promise that we will hear him, that we will be able to communicate with him, and also that we will be able to communicate to him, because we too are blowing a shofar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sounded the shofar at Sinai, we are sounding a shofar as well, as he tells us to. We are expressing ourselves, we're breathing with our neshamas, with our neshima, our breath into the shofar. It goes in one side, comes out the other, and that's reminiscent of a change. It changes even kivayachol, the stance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, moving HaKadosh Baruch Hu from one side of din, of strict judgment, to the other side, changing to the other side, to the side of rachamim, to the side of God's compassion and mercy. So we blow the shofar, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu kivayachol blew the shofar at Har Sinai. We remember hearing him, we ask him to hear us. We read psukim of the shofar shel Mashiach. The final psukim from the Nevi'im, those are the psukim of the right side horn of the Isle of Yitzchak. Chazal say that the right side horn, that's the horn, that's the shofar shel Mashiach. And we read about the shofar shel Mashiach because that's where we're headed. We're headed to a time when all of the people in the world will hear that great sound of the shofar, the sound of Bashofar Gadol Yitoka. That shofar is going to be a sound that will move mankind, finally, to accept, to know, to embrace the reality, the one, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem Echad. Meanwhile, earlier, yes, we read about Tiku B'Chodesh, Shofar, Bakesa Liam Chagenu. Kichok Li Yisrael, Hu, it's only for Yisrael. The psukim that we read earlier, before we read of the Shofar Shel Mashiach, those are psukim about Am Yisrael's Shofar. And that blowing of the Shofar, of Tiku B'Chodesh Shofar, is about how we can reach the times of Shofar Shel Mashiach. Tiku B'Shofar, the Gemara says, it's a medrash v'yikra rabba, chidshu ma'aseichem, tiku b'chodesh shofar, chidshu ma'aseichem, renew and perfect your ma'asim, your actions. Shifru ma'aseichem, improve our lives, improve our ma'asim, how we live, for what we live, the way we live. And then, chok li Yisrael hu, you want to know how that can make a difference? Why, if we've made so many errors in the past, is it possible to simply renew, redo, almost become reborn as different people, that after Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur we are just so cleansed and so renewed? Yes, that is possible, even if it's not logical, because Chok li Yisrael hu, it's a chok. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has decided, that he will kindly and compassionately accept us back, and that we will succeed becoming chadash and meshupar, new and improved, if you will. Kichok Yisrael hu. As far as the nations of the world are concerned, mishpat lelokei Yaakov, their strict judgment is applied. The opportunities that are presented to us are unique to Am Yisrael, to Hashem's chosen people. It's because of this great, unique Am Yisrael that HaKadosh Baruch, whose Malchus becomes known in this world. He therefore affords us opportunities that are unique to us and that are not presented and that are not afforded other nations. The last pasuk of Shofros is the pasuk of Uv'yom Simchaschem, Uv'mayadeichem, Uv'rashei Chodshechem, Uzkatem b'chatzoitzreis al Oloiseichem, V'al Zivchei Shalmeichem, V'hoyu lachem l'zikaren l'fnei Elokeichem, Ani Hashem Elokeichem. That pasuk from the Torah is about how we will be once again blowing the shofar and chatzoitzreis in the Beis HaMikdash. It's part of this great conclusion of Malchus, Zichronis, and Shofros, where we ask for the great Shofar, Gadol L'Cheiruseinu, to be blasted. You, Hashem, should bring us back, L'tzion Ircha Barina, joyously we should return to Yerushalayim, Beis Mikdoshcha, so we can serve you again, and there sound the Shofar, sound the Chatzaitzreis that are attendant when we serve you, Hashem Yisbarach, in the Beis HaMikdosh. Ki'atah shemea kol shayfar u'ma'azin trua. You hear the sound of the shayfar, u'ma'azin trua. Ma'azin trua means that you listen well. Ha'azonah means to put an ear to the trua. The trua is not just the sound that we make with the shayfar on Rosh Hashanah. It's the trua that's inside of our hearts. The trembling sounds in the hearts of the Jewish nation. The broken-hearted nation that wants to serve you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, again. Ve'ein doy melach. There's none that can compare to you who hears this, who knows what's in our hearts and understands how we, with trepidation, stand before you today, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to imamlech you, to come back to you, and to beg you, Baruch Ato Hashem, Shemeya, who hears, Koel Truas Amoy Yisrael Barachamim. You hear the sounds of the Trua, of the nation of Yisrael. Barachamim, mercifully, hear the sounds of our hearts. Hear the trembling sounds of the Jewish souls of Klal Yisrael. And answer our prayers on this Rosh Hashanah. May it be a Rosh Hashanah of the Shnas Geula of Yeshua.